Hello, Flossie. Guess what day this is? The 16th. The 16th of February. And one more week from today, you'll be seeing old Carly on the 23rd of February. I hope sometime about 8 in the evening. If everything goes well, and I'm sure it will, and this will probably be the last word you'll get from me. However, I might write another letter just to be sure that you'll have some correspondence even after I get home when I'm asleep and you can read my letter as I sleep. I say I'll write, and I'm sure I will. I've had a pretty busy week. Been working real hard. Been keeping everybody happy in my business. And been thinking with anticipation about the time I'm going to get to come home. I don't know what you've heard back there about the transportation here, but it's been held up a little while, and now it's starting to work again, and I think old Carly's going to get on the plane and come see his baby. I've got so many things to do, so many things to think about. I better start writing a list out so that I won't forget the things that I have to bring home. Things that I want to talk about. For example, I've got my income tax to worry about, and I have to get certain tax, overseas tax structure booklet that I have to take home so that I can have a tax man work out the income tax. And I've got some other things here, some presentos and gifts and so forth. By the way, speaking of gifts, don't be surprised if you get a lot of stuff from the Philippines. I've asked one of the secretaries who went back there to get married if she'd send me to home a number of Philippine wood carvings and so forth that I'd like to give as gifts and for you and I to give to people that we like. Then I've got an old rifle here I want to steal and bring home, and I've got a Montagnard arrow, bow and arrow, and I've got just some junk around here, not too much. But I've got to get it all together and bring it home. I think I've got some clothes, maybe, to bring home that I'm not using. And we wear mostly serviceable stuff here. Something that can stand the rigors of outdoor, and something usually black we wear at nighttime. When we have to wear at nighttime, I've got a pair of black shirt and a black trousers and a black hat I wear. But I don't do much night work. Just that everybody else wears black out here, and so I wear it too. But anywho, I've got all this back and get ready to bring home. Then I wanted to stop in Saigon and see if I could get a record player. Movie projector for my slides. Maybe that'll be too much. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll be heading home. I've got partially okay from Saigon for the 23rd. They've told me that give me the 23rd. They asked me about my return date. And I sent them a message, and they should send me an answer by Monday. If they don't, I'm going to send them a message and ask them how about it. Then they will come back, and I'll make all arrangements, and I think I'll go down to Saigon about next Wednesday, see that everything's in order so that I can get my get on that plane about noon on Friday, a week from today, and I get home the same day I leave, according to the books, because I cross the international date line, and I'll leave on the 23rd, and when I get on the international date line, it'll be the 23rd again. So you see, I lost a day coming over, and I pick up a day going back. Isn't that nice? You never lose out if you go back the same way you came. But I never lose out anyway. Everything works good for me, and I'm looking forward to this next month anyway. I've just been looking at your letter that you wrote me on the 28th of January, saying, boy, I hope the mailman will bring me a letter tomorrow, because I haven't heard from you for a long time. And he sent me a clipping of that cartoon that said John Paul Jones saying you gave up the what? To the Navy. That surprised me more than anything in the world, the way they lost that ship. I guess the United States just don't care much anymore about protecting things and keeping them the secrets they have. That ship probably had a lot of advanced gear on it that was far beyond anything anyone else had, enough for the Russians to want to capture it. And there's no doubt in my mind but what the Russians had instigated that capture, and had the Koreans doing it. The United States just refuses to go that extra mile and knock these guys off their pedestals. And they know we won't do it, so they take advantage of everything we do. But still, everything we've done, we don't have a safety factor involved in it. There wasn't any airplanes to protect that ship. There wasn't any submarines to sink it. Can't understand what's going on with our old United States. I'll get off of that subject. I'm not too good at it anyway. I'm sure sorry to hear that duplex hadn't been rented. That cost us a good deal of money. I guess I just better sell her. That's about the only way I know how to get money out of it, put it into something else. I wonder how Lou's doing with the duplex. I hope he gets a buyer. I see he's got some guy, some young fella that I knew, selling. He's a pretty good whiz-bang seller. There's a little secret that Lou don't know. Lou doesn't know. I signed a paper to old Will Brown, the Faith Realty Company, when he lent me some money to swing that deal before I got to the bank. He had me sign a paper that if I ever sold it, I'd sell it to Faith Realty Company. Sell it through Faith Realty. But Will is long gone, and maybe nobody will ever know about it. But if they do, they'll have to sue, I guess. Maybe we'll have to pay them a commission along with the other. I never did tell Lou that, but I guess it don't matter too much. We'll hope old Lou's doing well, feeling good, and that Ruthie's feeling real good.